The day started brightly. Hope had a sense of purpose and belief that they could find her father and get out to London. They sat happily in the hotel restaurant, discussing their plans for the day ahead. Hope took a sip of her orange juice while watching a couple on the table a few rows away arguing about their previous night. She found it difficult not to smile at the woman, who must have been all of 5 foot tall, even with her silky black hair tied in a bun on top of her head. She wagged her index finger directly into the man's face, letting him know his drunken behaviour was not going to be tolerated.
"I won't have another holiday like the one in Blackpool last year. Do you understand me, Nathan? You promised me you wouldn't drink this time, but last night..."
she said in a loud whisper.
"You let me down."
Nathan was nodding along whilst stuffing a fork full of bacon and sausage into his mouth. His bulky frame was hunched over his plate and he seemed to be trying to appear regretful. It wasn't the argument that amused Hope, it was the size difference between them. This tiny woman had a huge man cowing at her every word like a small toddler. The room had quite a few of the guests dotted around the spacious dining area. The tables looked pristine with their brilliant white cloths and sparkling cutlery. It was enough to make you think this was a much higher brow hotel than the price suggests. There were two waitresses milling between the tables, asking if anyone wanted their drinks topping up. Through the window, Hope could see the street with the occasional person passing by on their way to wherever they were going. There was a crash from behind. Hope spun her head to find the younger of the two waitresses holding her head with a pile of plates at her feet. The second server rushed over from the other side of the room and immediately started picking up the broken dishes.